When I passed my matric exam, 10th standard, before, at that year, when I had already given the exam, government passed the law that you cannot take matric until you are 15 years old. Before that, this was not a kind of condition. But I had already did. So in this way, at the age of 16, I was doing my university, my college. Wow. I passed my college and I started university. And I was having political science and economics.
Were you the only girl?
Yeah, no. There were 600 boys and 10 girls.
Oh.
I was the 10th one.
She comes.
Your mic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the question I asked Sudesh was, how many, were you the only girl? So sometimes I will use the mic and sometimes I will not, because it is. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. So 10, and you were 600 boys and 10 girls. Wow, that's a challenge.
Yeah. So that was the first. Then when I became Brahma Kumari, I was also very young. Mm-hmm. And the gap was, I was 16, 7 years old, and the mothers who were living, they were 70, some were 50, over 50 years old.
Wow.
Only daddies, some of daddies were 40 years old.
Wow.
And so it was this, because then, this was the main center where Didi Manmohini ji were. Baba and Mama used to come that place. And so I had to take care of them, just like here, for example, Sushma and this Paulina, because I was the youngest one, so I was doing this, and I wanted to really satisfy everyone. So this was the situation was such, and also encouragement was also from Dadis. And Baba's Mama, when came, she was another very powerful pushed me. I had actually, I was the first Kumari that actually, there was a class of 40 Kumaris Mama had invited. And at that time Mama said, who would like to sacrifice herself on Kali? She had conducted the class on surrendering, and I just got up and gave my hand in Mama's hand, and Mama embraced me. Mm-hmm. And I felt, now I've died. This is my new birth. And so then, this is my personal, but long story, but this was another, to make myself courageous and conquer attachment, I created some kind of enthusiasm in me rather than fear. So what happened then, my parents would, my mama was okay, my mother, but my father was not in Gyan, not in contact at that time. And I needed a letter from my parents to live in the center. And so it was quite between days, but he's from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock in the evening, in the night. And then Mama, my father started coming, and Mama asked my father that if your daughter will, would you agree that if she goes to help one center where my auntie was living. So it was okay. My father accepted. And after 8 days, when I came, because it was only just going for 1 week, I liked it very much, so I came to get my clothes. My younger brother, because I was very much loved my brothers, very much, because they had to pray, God, give our own sister who can tie us rakhi. And so it was, yeah, I was the first Kumari after 3 brothers.
Wow.
So he started, when I took the clothes, he was, because they were very attached. My brother followed me and started crying, "Hi Didi, hi Benji, hi Benji." And now I thought, oh, this is the first test of attachment. And then suddenly it came in my mind, but it's true, he definitely has to cry. Because I have left the body, I died. And someone dies and they cry. So I was running fast, he was after me to that, he wanted me not to go. And I made a song inside, I have left the body, they cry, I fly, they cry, I fly. And Hindi, they karenge hai hai, main karungi wah wah, main karungi wah wah, main udungi hawa mein, main karungi wah wah. So I just made myself kind of injection of enthusiasm and courage. And I came to in front of mama. My brother said, he cried, and mama said, you can also go and stay with your auntie. Because he was auntie's center, really. Yeah. My auntie's center. And it was to me going in auntie's home. And so this was just like different kind of test I felt. I thought it is a test. So this continued, like in a school, it was a test. 600 boys and only 10 girls. And so there were many challenges where in competition or after morning prayer to speak something. So they and my professors encouraged me. And another injection of encouragement was because I wanted to do social service. And I had passed my FA class by that time. The professors of our university were the trustees of the girls' school. One professor came to me and he said, Sudesh, you like social service? Yes. And he said, the principal, I was going to get married, Miss Mehta was her name. She is going to get married and we need help in the school. And so then if we, for next season, semester, if we get 3 months, if you can just give us the support. I said, but I have no training. And they said that, but education is there, and we are appointing you trustees, why don't you accept this? You can do it. And it was true, because my free period, I didn't want to be in the ground where the boys are playing or doing whatever they like to do. And only girls were only limited number.
Yeah.
And so my 2 periods were free. In that, in one period I took geography and other took Sanskrit. So in this way I became automatically educated in every subject. So I was appointed as the teacher there, means the main teacher there.
Yeah.
My teachers, those who were teaching me in the third standard, they were like my grandmother. So they also encouraged me. They loved me very much. I respected them very much.
Okay.
And so it was like a push and from the family and push then from challenges and also the deep inside that it's okay. I can do it. Courage was also there.
Yeah. Thank you. I don't think I've heard that story before. Anybody else here heard that? I haven't heard that. Not the whole story. So thank you for sharing that. And what I'm hearing is that two important ingredients.
And Baba Mama also, actually, Baba's Murlis are always courageous.
Sure.
So then as I became Brahma Kumaris, it was more pure, powerful, not thinking of any challenge, but it is the enthusiasm to glorify God. So it shifted. First it was just like, wanted to be strong, courageous. It was like in a worldly way you want to keep your this. And then after coming to Baba, it was conscious change, no? I want to glorify God. And so it doesn't matter if there are some challenges, no problem. So this is why in 62 years, I never remember a single day where I felt it was wrong choice or I felt, I react, this is still in me this weakness, but I never get upset in a sense that my mood is off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in 1 minute, if something happens, okay, it's all right. I go and talk to them to keep so that I don't want to lose happiness in myself. It's my treasure.
We can see that. So just to really summarize, the ingredients, what I heard was the courage that you had in the beginning, the faith that God is teaching, but also encouragement from seniors.
Yeah.
That seems to be what I heard. So the next question is, Baba has spoken a lot about not being disheartened.
Baba spoke about
not being disheartened. I'm just going to say it first, Didi. Baba has spoken a lot about not being disheartened with ourselves and each other. And he often uses the word heart failure. Don't have heart failure. So the question is, what have we not understood that we continue to be disheartened with ourselves and others? There's something that we haven't understood. I'm just going to say it on the mic.
Can I read this then?
Yeah.
So then I can.
I
could understand, but I think still I'm not understanding.
There you go. And you have written on your copy. Number two. I'll just repeat it on the mic while.
Disheartened with ourselves and each other so often.
I'll just repeat it while you're reading
okay,
it.
Yeah,
Baba has spoken a lot about not being disheartened with ourselves and each other. He often uses the word heart failure.
Okay.
So the question is, what have we not understood that we continue to be disheartened with our efforts and our sanskaras, etc., etc.? Just for the webcast.
So disheartened.
Yeah. So why? What?
Because this... See, when we have expectations of ourselves and also expectations of others, so our belief about them is very much high, and we also think when the Baba gives us knowledge and we can make it very good efforts, but when practical situation comes, then the result is it's not what we expected from ourselves or what we expect from others. For example, the 4 subjects Baba is teaching us. And supposed to be that all of us, myself, should become now studying so many years now, and everything should be very powerful. But then it's not that you lose hope in yourself, because it's there. You are earning and losing. And I was at one point disheartened with myself of that. I am not in school. I could do so much easily, everything. And it was so easy. And here I am not progressing as the aim and object is to become a good Brahma Kumari in a sense of yoga, knowledge, dharana, service, in all 4 subjects. And so I spoke to Mama one time and one time with Baba also. And so I said to Mama that I have not made any progress. And she says, Baba, why you think? I said, I don't think that I have changed. She says, you have not changed? Yes, she asked me what I should become. I see other studies, I see so much powerful stage. Yoga is very good. And this, and then Mama said, I say, you, and I say, so I feel I have not changed. That was why I have not changed. And so she said, very simple question she asked, would you like to go if somebody asked you to come and attend a party and enjoy that party and eat? And then I say, now Mama, that's out of question. Not at all. I don't like that. Now I am Brahma Kumari. And so I can convince them that I don't get these things. And so then it was some other thing. It was 2-3 questions he asked more about it. Would you like to go for a, for example, if, because you, it is good to get the information of the world, what is happening, and good films are also there for educated film. I said, Baba had said no. Cinema, I would never think, even before Gyan, I was not, in our family we did not go. And she says, but you said that you have not changed. You have the change, what has come in your life. In the beginning, in the beginning I was so enthusiastic. And now I feel I'm stuck. That was my question. And this was just like I'm losing hope myself. Mama said, it's the life is that you are certain, in the beginning it's a sample and you feel very easy, Baba gives it. Later on you have to work on your own self. And you still think you are like a baby being given sample and support. You are not young, you are quite strong now. And so you have to work on your own self, yourself. And I said, but this is what I am seeing, that I cannot, I feel still missing something. And she gave me, said that this Brahmin life is the life, for example, climbing up the 4th-story building. And you have started from 1st floor and now you are on the 2nd floor. Just stand there and look at the place where you started. You have not climbed 2 steps. I say, yes, that I can see. And then ego should not come, so you have to guide 2 step more, 4th step. And so it's don't compare to what the secret she was saying. Do not compare yourself with others. Compare first your own self with your own, that where you started. Do you have the same kind of a behavior or same kind of thinking? Even your thinking has changed, your belief has changed, your habits have changed. Is it not a change? So where you started and where you are now, but still, of course, where you have to go. So this is why, don't lose hope in yourself. Don't be disheartened. You will reach your destination. And Baba told me that this is a winding road. When you came to Mount Abu, you see, it's a winding. It looks like that you are going down the hill, but then that is actually going up a higher hill. So this was, Mama's example was, just compare yourself where you started. Compare in which world you were there and in which world you are now. And Baba said it's a winding road, certainly. Some ups and downs will be there. Don't be disheartened.
Thank you.
And heart failure, when he says, it is that we lose hope in ourselves. So courage, hope, enthusiasm, all these things is just like a heart is shrinking that I cannot do. So self-confidence. So all are needed. Self-confidence, courage, enthusiasm, faith. And we are moving. And when a speed comes that you don't feel like you are moving.
Yeah.
One time with Arjunki was this also. She says when we start, nice examples, when we start we are like in a bullock cart. And we are moving in a bullock cart. Then we get a bicycle and then we think that we are moving faster. And then when a stage comes, when you are in a car, you take the other companion as well, you are moving. And then when you are in plane, you don't feel that you are moving, the plane, you are sitting and you are moving very fast. So the stage becomes like this. And you don't feel, don't compare that it should be jerk and you're moving. And So the plane's mind stage is good. Just only don't go into why it is happening, why that is not happening. No, it's happening, but see in a calm or cool stage, and then you will see that moving.
Okay.
So it was encouragement from everyone.
Thank you.
Disheartened, not to be disheartened.
Very helpful. Thank you so much for that response. Another question is about the drama. So the other day, Sudesh Didi, you spoke about three energies, God, soul and matter. So the question is, how do these three energies interplay through the different ages, soul, matter and God? So how does it work through the cycle, energies?
Yeah. Okay. So in fact, the drama consists of these three energies' interaction. The world is called a stage. For a drama, you need to perform a base or stage. And the meaning of drama is that it should be enacted not by the stage itself. It has to be enacted by the actors. And there has to be a story where it is, then you act. If I read story many times, it is not called drama. When it is enacted, then it is called drama. So Baba is giving me the story of the beginning, middle and the end. And it is the soul who is the actor. But then, if I am just a soul living in the soul world, I am eternal energy, I have this capacity to understand the whole cycle, the knowledge, but knowledge is not drama. It is the knowledge of the drama. And knowledge of the drama is to experience this and to express it. Knowledge is not, if I only hear it, it's called information. If I only read it, it is some more understanding. But if I am acting and enacting and others are also expressing and I am expressing, it's an experience. And so the soul is the living energy want to experience itself. And I cannot experience myself in the soul world because Baba says there's no matter. Without matter you cannot express yourself. So I am a living seed, a soul. And this potential is in me as a soul because I am knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness, truth, power. This is the eternity, eternal qualities in me. So knowledge is also in the soul. But it needs, a seed needs to grow in soil. So matter is needed. So the soul needs body. And why it pulls the body, the matter? Because my value is not there when I'm in the soul world. Each individual person wants to be valued, to be recognized, to be accepted, to be appreciated, to be enhance it, and nature helps me to actually express and experience myself. So I come in connection with nature, matter. Without matter I cannot live, express myself, and without me matter itself becomes jungle and would not be reformed. So I need matter and matter need me. I need body and body need the soul. Even God needs matter. So He doesn't break the laws of nature. So it means nature has its own part of eternity, eternal. Soul is also eternal. God is also eternal and immortal. But it is the nature I begin to matter, body, because it's a gift. This body is a gift from nature. and soul is gift from God. And so my value is only when I am using the matter and respecting the matter. Because matter is also perfect in its own level. And when I am pure, I am a divine being, I am enjoying the company of nature. Health, wealth, happiness, purity, prosperity, love, all qualities are there. So it's just like that scene of my perfect stage. But then if you continue the same scene for a long time, it's not drama. Story is victory and defeat, loss and gain, day and night. Otherwise no story. So matter then and soul both take a shift when I begin to become possessive of matter. And that is matter conscious makes me to bring desire in me. Body, soul. So here I begin to play the role, playing with the matter and mind begin to play the role of possessiveness. Mind becomes possessive of matter and matter becomes possessive of the mind. Because it's a, and this is why there even matter was called deities in the golden age. It was Sato Pradhan. And here matter, my desires are filled with matter because are expressed to the matter, and then this quality shift into negative. My purity becomes my desire to dependent, to explore something more of the worldly joy. And as soon as I enjoy, I begin to enjoy, my sense organs become more attractive to it, and I become egocentric of, I am very beautiful, I am tall, I am healthy, and begin to compare with others. And so in this way, gradually, the competition, comparison, weaknesses and vices, wickedness comes in this. And that's called Raman. And I come in the darkness. So sun has, actually it means energy shift. And so law of matter and law of spirituality is called drama. If everything in law of nature is that it repeats. In matter everything repeats. And I am in the body. In the world of matter where repetition is taking place. In the soul world it is steady state. But here I am in the world of matter and I am playing with it. So morning, afternoon, evening, night, morning again. Baby, grown up, child, mature, old, death, will become a baby again. And so drama means repetition. And when I reached at the level of total decay and suffer with my own action-reaction theories, accident, then I want to be liberated. But why I want to be liberated from sorrow? Because I want to experience happiness. So drama should begin again from happiness, not from sorrow. It would not go back. It has to look at the future. And drama is best which ends with happiness. So once more, when the soul had realized that once more we are going to the heavenly kingdom, once more we are establishing kingdom, once more we are taking inheritance. So once more, I want to come and play again.
Interesting.
And so this knowledge, because God is an observer, so He gives the knowledge how you play the role. Your curiosity and then your realization of possessiveness, and it takes time to become detached. That is a struggle.
Yeah.
So otherwise drama was beautiful. But this is also, then the soul has to recognize But power and one weakness is in me.
Nice. Does that answer your question? Yeah, somebody had asked that question, so tricky. A few people had asked a couple of questions. They had emailed them in. So the first was, in this pandemic, many souls have left the body. So the person wanted to know, what happens to them? Is there a body available for them? What is the outcome? So the question of pandemic.
Okay. Now you see it.
So in this pandemic, many have left the body. Many. So she's asking, is there a body ready for them? What is the outcome? Are they just ghosts?
Yeah.
I think that's what she means.
So we say it is untimely death. But in according to the play, it is not untimely death. This is the plan of the drama. This scene, for example, suddenly earthquake takes place. Suddenly war takes place. Many die, thousands die at one time from that country also. Earthquake, flood, tsunami, whatever. So then it means it's called untimely because the soul does not want, I want to go. And in the golden age, we have time because we know I will leave body only 150 years old. And so I have my time in my mind. And in average age living, when we were in the copper age, our body was healthy, our harmony was with matter, we could live longer life. And so we had estimated average person should live by 70 years old, 80 years old. And if somebody has gone early, then say untimely death. The child is gone is untimely because it is our measurement of our time. In the golden age is time, different measurement. But in fact, with time, karmic accounts are also connected. And so our account with matter, our account with each other, our account with our own self, this is connected in this unlimited drama play. And so those who have left this with their bodies, many in COVID-19, so in fact, it is not untimely death. If in 6 months, world population has decreased, has it become less? Things have become less, violence became less, in certain things it is less, but then the souls, for example, body, matter is ready beforehand 5 months for the soul. 5 months before the person leaves the body is already in process, right? So they have the body, the new building is ready for them to shift. But not necessary they will be in the same country. So if not here, if their account is somewhere else, the soul will fly there. So in fact, and it is also timely drama because it's the time to sort out the population because won't be so many living in the soul world anymore, and it is time to return, and also it is very clear to create disinterest. Of course, many people have fear, but automatically you learn many things which you wanted to practice but did not practice. Discipline, cleanliness, control on the self, letting go, systems and customs of the society. If somebody has left the body, you must go, even if you are in a different country. Here, okay, you don't go, go. You accept it. Your own mother died and you are not going for cremation. Accept it. So this is a teaching that matter is helper of God as well. Baba says, Maya is also my daughter. does for me, and nature is also helper. So this is also a scene in the drama, to learn by force, or learn by love, or learn and change your activity and your attachment and your possessiveness, and to pull your ego away, like for, I have a very expensive car. No one in my community has this. Car is there and I am bekar, without anything, no value.
Yeah.
So let go of ego comes in. That's what was this. So these are the different methods. God knows you know your ways are unique, but matter's ways are also unique.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There was one more question that came in, then I'll just
And
ask.
This is what Baba says, drama is almighty.
Yeah.
Drama is not anything else. Drama is the play of three things.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. This is a very long question, so I'll just read the last paragraph. I think you read it earlier, Sadesh, did you? So it says here, a lot of seniors mention that truth has evolved here at Brahma Kumaris.
Mm.
And the person says, but honestly, truth does not need to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Either there is truth or there's not.
Mm.
So this person's saying, the BKs who came later got to know the direct truth.
Mm.
In the beginning, it wasn't as direct.
Mm.
So the person's asking, why did this happen? At the beginning, it was one teaching. Yeah?
What is the meaning of truth? The truth, when Baba is speaking about, Brahma Baba was devotee, and he believed all the concept. God is not speaking about the door is, it is wrong to call door is door, window is window, chair is chair, carpet is carpet. He is not speaking about that you are telling lies.
Mm.
The things that we are using in every day, God is not speaking about truth or falsehood. He is speaking about the truth of the truth. Truth about the truth.
Mm.
So God is Sat Chit Anand, living truth, the truth that brings bliss in life. And so He tells the truth which brings bliss in life. And on the path of bhakti, they wanted to teach us true truth with fear. Don't do anything wrong, God will punish you. Like the mother teaches the child, don't put your finger in the socket, there is a spider here. Don't do anything wrong, the policeman is standing there and take you away and you will be taken away from me, from house. So fear is created rather than giving the knowledge.
Hmm.
So when Baba comes, He actually gives the truth with knowledge. Bhakti and system of the society wanted to teach us truth to be good, to be blissful, by creating fear and blind faith. So God, as a teacher, and them Himself, the benevolent being, tells the universal truth. Universal truth do not need to be involved, but to be understood, to be followed. So Brahma Baba was following bhakti. Soul is God, God is soul. After leaving body, we will go through 8,400,000 millions of species and then we will become human beings. Right? Everyone is God. And even today, Baba spoke about, you tell the truth, don't be afraid of it, become benevolent. So it took time to Brahma Baba to understand and let go of the truth that God is teaching. And the devotion of the gurus and the faith he had in bhakti. So in his own experience, it when he began to realize more and more, so truth actually not involved, but truth was, became truth because of experience and faith is increased. And even us, for example, and also the gradually, when Brahma Baba started believing that yes, what God is saying is truth, he was also sharing his experience, and Baba was also sharing the truth, giving the truth. So more and more experiment, practical life, and we are experiencing, but we are not actually knowing the truth in real way about our own selves as well. How many times I have to remind myself I'm a soul? You don't need to remind the truth. I am a soul, and I still forget. And Maya makes me forget, and it is proved that I have forgotten. And I have to prove that I am a soul. Evolving, it evolves gradually to believe God is teaching, to believe I am a soul, to believe that this truth must come again. So this is true of repetition of the cycle, but in the beginning people did not believe. God said destruction will take place, people were very reacting, fighting with. I remember one time Nirmal Shanta Dadi came in Scotland, was at conference. Such a scene that they would not let Dadi speak. I was translating. And she said, destruction will take place. And now people are saying destruction is taking place. It is near, it will. So truth evolves, no? By situations as well, by realization, practical life. And it is the truth of spirituality. And as the spiritual laws are true, but it is understood gradually. When we say the seed becomes a seed, but seed doesn't become a seed in the middle of the tree. It has to reach the level where it has to become a seed. So it's truth. The soul never dies, it's the truth. But we don't believe until I have gone. Other believe that the body dies, the soul does not die, soul is gone.
Thank you. I think we have time for one last question. So the question is, what's your current efforts to become complete? So what are you doing practically? And what do you think we all need to do practically? Because time is giving us a signal that we need to speed up our efforts.
Now without mic.
So the question is, what are you currently doing to become complete? What is your effort? And Sudesh, what do we have to do?
See, karma teet is, as Baba has spoken many times, free from karmic account, go beyond the possessiveness of own karma that you are performing, let there be self-respect, but not ego of the action you perform. Neither to be impressed by others, neither be depressed in yourself, and nor you be affected by the defects of others. Free from karmic account is actually perfect action. And perfect action begins with actions. Karma teet, karma is action. So the first step is that my sense organs, which I have, karma indriya, before action, action is a method through which my senses are learning to become divine. So my eyes has the action, function. Action means function. And so my eyes have the function or ability to see. But which account is created how I see? It's my attitude. So So am I seeing with soul conscious vision or body conscious vision? Am I seeing good thing in others or always seeing the trying to find fault in others? Am I speaking with sweetness and self-respect and respect for others, or I'm always for speaking the truth but making other person guilty? My tongue, is it bow and arrow? Yesterday, day before yesterday said. Or is my tongue a flute? I want to be a flute player and not an arrow. So my karma teacher stage is when I make my tongue flute, it doesn't become an arrow. This is bow and tongue is arrow. So how I use my, so it means my action of sweetness and my action of anger. So if I am angry, how much I control it? And if other person is angry, how much I am detached observer? So with yoga power as well as with action, both are needed. Not only yoga power finishes the past account. Present elevated action is the protection. And more benevolent action is my future stage. So I'm not affected by the defects of others. So that is karmatit. And then another aspect of karmatit is that it is not that I want to impress someone or I want to make myself happy, I'm doing good things. But my elevated conscious is elevated, the inner sense organs. My sense organs are not looking for using these organs, but I, the soul, in my soul conscious stage, using my inner organs of my mind, that is the power of silence. My intellect, detached observer and yoga with Baba, and my sanskaras of benevolence, so my attitude, my detached observer of the silence power and vibrations, so service through the mind, then I am not neutral, I am not convincing anyone and I am not being convinced by somebody to do something, but internally I am this one, stay making my stage stable. And so this is beyond the influence of anything, of my own ego or influence of ego of somebody else. And this is what it is, the three words that Baba spoke. Silence means bodiless. Voiceless means less, the sense organs are used less and less and less, because when you do good things, you don't use so much organs. When you speak good to someone, sweet to someone, very short time. When you are angry, long time. Same thing, with sweetness we say one time, with anger we say 10 times. With appreciation one time, with criticism 10 times. So less, less, less. Body less. And then after performing, completely detached, beyond karma field of action of the body and the field of action of the soul. That's karmatit. And this is what Baba says, when you will become karmatit, you will leave the body.
Thank you so much. I think we could carry on asking so many questions and didn't have enough time to sort of ask the floor. Anybody have a burning question? No, great. But thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sudesh Didi, and
pleasure.
Maybe we can finish with a moment of silence.
Yeah.